بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب التسمية في أوله والحمد لله في الآخر عن عمر بن أبي سلمة رضي الله عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سم الله وكل بيمينك وكل مما يليك متفق عليه وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أكل أحدكم فليذكر اسم الله فإن نسي أن يذكر اسم الله تعالى في أوله فليقل بسم الله أوله وآخره وعن جابر رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا دخل الرجل بيته فذكر الله عند دخوله وعند طعامه قال الشيطان لأصحابه لا مبيت لكم ولا عشاء وإذا دخل فلم يذكر الله تعالى عند دخوله قال الشيطان أدركتم المبيت وإذا لم يذكر الله تعالى عند طعامه قال أدركتم المبيت والعشاء رواه مسلم. This chapter is on reading Bismillah in the beginning and Alhamdulillah at the end when eating. Umar bin Abi Salama radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me that Sammillah, take the name of Allah, recite Bismillah, eat with your right hand and eat from that portion which is in front of you. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, when anyone of you eats, then he should remember Allah. And if he forgets to remember Allah, if he forgets to take the name of Allah Ta'ala in the beginning, then he must say, Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. In the name of Allah, in the beginning and in the end. As Jabir radiallahu anhu says that I have heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, when a person enters his house and he remembers Allah Ta'ala upon entering and upon eating, then Shaitan tells his friends and his companions, that there's no place for you to spend the night, and there's no food for you in this house. There's no boarding and lodging in this house for you. But if a person enters and he does not remember Allah Ta'ala upon entering his house, then Shaitan tells the other friends of his that you have found a place to spend the night. And if he does not take the name of Allah upon eating, then Shaitan tells his friends, you have found a place to spend the night also, and you have found a place for supper, for meals also. My respected elders and dear brothers, we see that every teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is good in it for us. There is good of the dunya, there is good for the akhirah. خير الدنيا والآخرة. Good of the dunya, good of the akhirah. The eating, the sleeping, the mundane activities of a Muslim is different from that of other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Non-Muslims also eat, animals also eat, the different creations of Allah also do all these various things. But for a person of iman, it's different. He realizes these are the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, before eating, he has to take the name of Allah. Otherwise, if a person, whether he's standing, he's sitting, left hand, right hand, what difference does he make? But for a person of iman, it makes a very, very big difference. For example, a person is sitting in front of him, there's a plate of biryani. In that biryani, there's rice, there's meat, there's potatoes, there's salt, maybe some ilachi, some cinnamon, this spices, that spice, saffron, so many different things. Just take one ingredient, for example, the rice. From where did that rice come? Maybe from some foreign land, maybe Pakistan or Thailand or China or some faraway country. Early in that morning, that farmer must have got up, worked on his paddy fields. That crop was harvested. That crop was taken maybe by a tractor to the mill. Now who prepared those roads, the tarring of those roads, the tractor, the steel for the tractor, the rubber on the tire for the tractor, one part of that engine of the tractor, the fuel for the tractor, from different parts of the world it came. It went to the mill. that entire setting up of that mill, all the machinery in the mill, all those people that are working that mill got up at the early hours of the mornings. From that mill, it got loaded onto the trucks. The loading of that took so much effort, sometimes by hand, sometimes by cranes. That making and then manufacturing of all the cranes, that making and manufacturing of those trucks moving on those roads, going to the harbor, getting loaded onto the ship. The ship, how much effort it took to make. From one continent is being transported to another continent. If you take a brick, what is the weight of a brick? 1 kilogram, 2 kilograms, 3 kgs. Put in a bucket of water, how long it will float on top? It will not float. Immediately it will sink to the bottom. But the ship, how many tons and tons, thousands of tons, but it's moving from one continent across the oceans to another continent. That brick could not float for a second also. But this heavy, weighty ship, who is keeping it afloat? وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ أَنَّا حَمَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ وَخَلَقَنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ مَا يَرْكَبُونَ وَإِنْ نَشَأْ نُغْرِقْهُمْ فَلَا صَرِيخَ لَهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْقَذُونَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَمَتَاعًا إِلَى حِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you want, you could have caused all of them to sink and drown. فَلَا صَرِيخَ لَهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْقَذُونَ. They could have been screaming for help, but no one could have helped them. إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَمَتَاعًا إِلَى حِينَ. It's only the rahmat of Allah, the mercy of Allah. Allah is making all these things happen. That ship may have reached the Durban harbor. So many cranes are offloading that rice. The workers leaving their homes early in the morning, loading those trucks, going to the different warehouses. From that warehouse, it came to the local supermarket. And we go to the supermarket, off the shelf, 1 kilogram of rice, paid the 10 rand, 15 rand, and we brought it home and we cooked it and set. The 10, 15 rand is not for that rice. The rice is for free. Everyone is eating their own risk. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Whether it's that rice, whether it's that potato, whether it's that meat, it's all for free. We're not paying for that. We're paying for all that effort and the labor that went behind it. Which of one of us can manage all these different processes it went through? Can one single person manage that milling and that tractor work and that making of those roads and that ship? And all the different processes, can one person manage it? So when you start eating, Bismillah, in the name of Allah. It's only the doings of Allah, no one else's doings. Allah is doing everything. Allah has made your rizq reach you in front of you. Bismillah. And after we eat, Alhamdulillah. If you forget, Bismillah, awwalahu wa akhirahu. Our Rasulullah SAW taught us, we do not forget Allah Pak in any condition. كل أمر ذي بار لم يبدأ فيه بإسم الله فهو أقطع. Any important work that we carried out, if it's not started off with Bismillah, there's no barakat in that work. Even when we're leaving home, Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah. Today may Allah Pak protect all of us. So many incidents we are hearing. This difficulty, that difficulty, robbing, hijacking, kidnapping, etc. Have yaqeen in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah. Simple, very, very simple. As soon as we leave home, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised us. And who can be more truthful than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hudita, wa waqita, wa kufita, wa tanahha anhu shaytan. This announcement is made from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have been rightly guided. You are protected. The protection of Allah Pak is with you. Wa kufita, Allah is sufficient for you. And shaitan moves away from that person. So we ourselves practice upon it, encourage our family members, our children, everyone to recite these du'as. That person at night when he's locking up the house, taking the name of Allah, Bismillah, sitting down to eat, Bismillah. Now there's no boarding and lodging for shaitan. Shaitan does not enter that house. But when the name of Allah is not taken, at the time of locking up the house, at the time of entering the house, at the time of sitting down to eat, and Shaitan calls out to all his